This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, December 7th. Well, wheat markets yesterday started out under some pressure, but they did manage to bounce back. But we didn't see that kind of action on the bull spreads. They were lower for throughout the entire session, even on the rally late in the day. That took us back to close to unchanged on the futures, but still the bear spreads were working pretty well. So that's a little disconcerting. You like to see if the market's going to rally that the bull spreads would be leading the way, and that simply was not the case. And that was more primarily in the Kansas City market. So the markets have gone pretty flat. We are just chopping around kind of at the low end of a sell-off over the last week and a half or so, and that's at the breakout point from the early November swing high. So the markets are testing that in Kansas City. In Chicago, we've taken that swing high out, but we're testing the more major high of mid-August. And so we've dug a little deeper on the Chicago market when you look at the charts. For Minneapolis, we have not done any of those things. We're just basically kind of in a converging triangle at the top of the rally. So I think that for Minneapolis, the formation looks a little more clear to me, that this is more of a distribution at the top. We're kind of consolidating, but that will break out to the upside, and it gives us some targets to look for as well. It's more clear measuring targets in the Minneapolis market. The March contract, if and when it breaks out to the upside, the targets become right about 1140. So there's still some upside left in here, I think. You know, as we work our way through the holidays, trade tends to get fairly quiet anyway. We do have a crop report out on Thursday. I would presume that the market's going to be relatively flat, waiting for that crop report to get behind us. At the same time, we are looking at weather issues in Australia, trying to get that crop out of the field. In Argentina, that crop is pretty much out of the field without a lot of trouble, but dryness is developing across much of Argentina, in particular into southern Brazil. The La Nina weather event is certainly having its way with Australia, and now looks to be kind of working its normal pattern into northern Argentina, southern Brazil as well, which is more of a corn and soybean problem. But if that continues, that's going to pull corn higher, and beans as well. Some will try to sell wheat as the short leg of the spread, which is something we've seen over these last few days. But I think in general, a higher corn market will pull wheat higher as well. So that's kind of, you know, the general fundamentals, that not a lot has changed over these last few days. There is some geopolitical issues going on between Russia and Ukraine. Of course, we all know that there's been a significant amount of Russian troop buildup around the Ukraine border. That's a big deal. If something develops there, even if it's by accident, I think the world will start to really push back against Russia. You'll certainly see some U.S. sanctions against them. It'll make it difficult for them to convert currency, which is what they need to do to export wheat. And certainly if Ukraine is sidetracked fighting Russia, I would expect that their exports would drop off as well. So it would be a very bullish situation for wheat if something were to, you know, if a fire were to ignite along the Ukraine border. And certainly, you know, you have quite a tinderbox sitting there with the Russian troop buildup. So I think basically speaking, I think that, you know, you're going to see lower and lower volume as you get closer and closer to Christmas, and very little trade activity between Christmas and New Year's. And then once you get into January, I think you'll see a round of farmer selling for tax reasons. That's probably going to pressure the grain markets for the first week or two. And then I look for a rally up into early February that well could set the high for winter wheat. But I think that it's still early May is my target for the spring crops, because you're going to be in an all-out battle for acres, even more so than we saw last year. I think it's going to be even more significant this year, because now you have spring wheat in the mix. And North Dakota will be the epicenter of that battle, but I'll stretch over into Minnesota and in northern and eastern South Dakota as well. So there's still some upside here left in the market, I believe. I think we're targeting the normal seasonal pattern of early February, and then we'll take a look at where we're at after that as the winter wheat growing season gets started. Of course, La Niña tends to create dry conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains. We'll see if that materializes, if La Niña is still around. They are expecting it to be around until May, so that certainly puts us in that window of effect as we are in the heart of the growing season for winter wheat during that time. So again, still a lot of time left in here and a lot of fundamentals that point upward. I think it's a matter of getting spooked a little bit with COVID and some heavy liquidation being the short leg of spreads against corn and soybeans as focus shifts to South American dry conditions. And I think wheat is kind of caught in the crossfire there. But from a fundamental perspective, wheat is still in an upward market, still in a bull market, and I think we still have some time to go before that is complete. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.